Artist Joel Isaac slides his thumb along the body of a mostly frozen salmon, prying the fish skin off of the flesh. He grasps the loosening skin tightly with his other hand to create tension.
Every fish is going to be different, too, for how much it wants to let go of its skin and how much it wants to stay.
Isaac is teaching a workshop on fish skin sewing at the Anchorage Museum. The young Athabascan artist has skinned thousands of fish. He started when he was 5 to help his family prepare salmon for canning. Now he harvests the skin for making clothing and art. When the skin is off the fish, he scrapes off the remaining fat and flesh with a spoon, trying carefully not to rip the thin membrane. Tiny fish bones still protrude from one area.
That's the sound of scraping on the bones.
Isaac says he began working with fish skin 4 years ago after seeing a fish skin basket made by the late Fran Reed.
And so I went and saw it, and I was, I love this. This is so cool, and I want to learn how to do it. And so I started Googling, and there's not a lot of information on the internet, and it's a few sentences here and there.
So he started experimenting with different ways to degrease the fish using Dawn soap, baking soda, and other chemicals. Before studying art, he studied chemistry, and his scientific methods and curiosity have stuck with him. Next, he tried tanning the skins with teas or oiling them with different fats and brain matter. He says salmon skin isn't waterproof unless it's treated with oils. Eventually, Isaac met elders like Helen Dick, who had worked with fish skins and could teach him some of the historical methods.
When I was working with her, I was over-scraping them a little bit too much before. She's like, you're good. Like, that's clean enough. And so it was just nice to have someone who'd seen their grandparents do it and who'd done it before watch what I was doing and make sure that I was doing it correctly.
Isaac says once he learned the traditional ways of making bags and shoes, he started pushing the boundaries and mixing old and new materials.
If you start doing hybrids of things, where is it really strong and where are some things that you need to go back to the historically correct method?
Not all of Isaac's experiments have paid off. His latest pair of fish skin boots developed a hole in the toe after only a month. But he says now he has a better understanding of why the historical methods have stuck for so many centuries. But for Isaac, fish skin is also a beautiful art object that connects him to his roots.
The material itself has its own will. It wants to expand and contract when it gets wet. If it's more humid, it'll be more flexible. If it's drier, it's more rigid. Like, it reacts to its environment, so it never completely loses that live quality.
In the classroom, Victoria Cronquist slowly tries to skin her frozen sockeye salmon.
Salmon are just kind of amazing fish.
She says she tried skinning salmon on her own, but she hasn't been very successful. Now she has more hope.
I have been eating salmon for a long time, and it's kind of sad to throw the skin away. So it's kind of neat to be able to use it, especially possibly to wear it.
After some effort, the fish releases its skin, and Cronquist starts to think about what to make with it. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.